Support for this podcast comes from U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank wants to know how you reward yourself, because they have cards that make every day more rewarding. Are you a points hoarder, cashback guru, low intro APR lover? With U.S. Bank, it's up to you, because they have the cards to fit your lifestyle. So earn more whether you're shopping at a gas station or a grocery store, even while planning a staycation. Learn more at usbank.com/creditcard. U.S. Bank credit cards are issued by U.S. Bank National Association N.D. Some restrictions may apply. Member FDIC.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bites podcast. Each episode, we whip around the top players, injuries, and game notes to help you dominate your fantasy game. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod and sign up for a free trial subscription. We first start with the top player headlines in the NFL. Cam Newton will return to the Patriots on a one-year contract. The Buffalo Bills have released wide receiver John Brown. Buffalo will save $7.4 million against the cap by cutting the speedy veteran. The Saints released Emmanuel Sanders. Sanders signed a two-year, $16 million contract last offseason, but for practical purposes, he was being paid $10 million for a single season. Bucks wideout Chris Godwin is getting a franchise tag and will not be a free agent this offseason. The Denver County Court dismissed Melvin Gordon's DUI charge Wednesday after he pled guilty to lesser charges of reckless driving and excessive speeding stemming from his October 13th arrest. In baseball news, Phillies manager Joe Girardi said Thursday that JT Realmuto was cleared to resume full baseball activities. Girardi noted that Realmuto was able to make about 40 throws during a workout without incident, an encouraging sign for his chances of being ready to go when opening day arrives in 3 weeks. The Reds announced Wednesday that Joey Votto tested positive for COVID-19. Yankees relief pitcher Zach Britton requires orthoscopic surgery to remove a bone chip in his left elbow and will undergo a procedure in New York within the next few days. In basketball news, Bradley Beal is questionable for tonight's game against the Sixers. Beal has only missed 2 games so far this season, but he's currently dealing with soreness in his left knee, which has his status for Friday's game in doubt. The news on the injury comes after Beal struggled in his first game after the All-Star break, shooting just 6 of 22 from the field in Wednesday's loss to Memphis. There's 7 games on the NBA slate today, with the top DFS pick at the forward position being Jimmy Butler against the Bulls. Butler has been steamrolling the opposition lately by scoring at least 52.1 Yahoo points in 4 straight games. With Adebayo out Thursday, Butler torched the Magic for 63.1 Yahoo points. Expect him to have the ball in his hand a lot in this favorable matchup against his former squad, which could mean another juicy all-round stat line. Also be on the lookout for Montrezl Harrell at the center position. Just before the All-Star break, Harrell exploded for 42.9 Yahoo points against the Kings. It was a much-needed strong performance after he scored less than 16 Yahoo points in back-to-back games. Anthony Davis and Mark Gasol will both be out for this game, so expect the Lakers to give Harrell plenty of minutes against the Pacers team that boasts a lot of size up front. For the complete breakdown, check out Mike Barner's Yahoo DFS Friday Picks article on rotowire.com/pod. For more fantasy news and stats, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. With this free subscription, you'll get access to every sport and our daily fantasy sports tools for 10 days. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.